Hey, what's up, everyone? It's your boy Rob here. Long time since I've done an episode. I haven't done one since March. And right now it's April 16th, 2:38 a.m. Eastern Time. So it's been a couple weeks since I've done an episode. But I decided to do this tonight. I'm not even recording with my microphone. I just decided this right now at the moment. I just got back home from seeing one of my favorite actors and comedians that I've grown up watching. Marlon Wayans from White Chicks, from Little Man, from Don't Be a Menace in South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, from Scary Movie, from the Wayans Brothers, you know what I mean? He's a legend. Like I said, I've grown up watching him, and I just got back home from watching him do some stand-up comedy at the Miami Improv in Doral, at City Place Doral, with my boy Mangu. It was a great night. Glad I got to see, like I said, someone I've grown up watching, and has brought me so much happiness, joy, and laughter throughout my life. It was great to see him in person, and be able to witness him do his thing in person there, and be there with my boy Mangu. It was an awesome night that I'll never forget. But yeah, I decided to record right now on my phone. Actually, I'm recording on the Voice Memos apps on the iPhone here. Because Marlon Wayans really inspired me. Yes, it was a stand-up. Did like a stand-up thing or whatever. But he also spoke words of motivation. He talked about how he's trying to be the best actor in the world. Best stand-up comic in the world. He has It's related to some hard stuff he's gone through in the last couple of years. His mother passed away during quarantine, and he said after that he wants to dedicate to her, trying to be the best actor he could be, the best stand-up comic he could be, and try to be the best at whatever it is that he wants to do in life. And he mentioned his role in Bel Air, the new show on Peacock. And yeah, when he talked about that, it really, I don't know, I just thought about that right now, and it inspired me to record something. Like I said, it's been a while, but a lot has happened, obviously. It's been over 2 weeks since I've done an episode. We had the whole, at the Oscars, we had Will Smith slap Chris Rock. In the NBA, the regular season has ended, and the playoffs begin actually in a couple hours today, Saturday. Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Heat will be hosting the Atlanta Hawks here at FTX Arena in Miami. The NFL, the Dolphins have been practicing. We have our spring game in a couple hours at noon actually at the Inter Miami Stadium, the soccer stadium in Fort Lauderdale. The Marlins, the season has started. Baseball is back. The Marlins started off slow, 1-4. Now they've won their first two games of their first home series here in Miami, against the Phillies. Yesterday they won 4-3. Today they won 7-1. So they're looking better right now. Also, shout out, because baseball is back, shout out to my boy, the original co-host of this podcast, Billy, my boy Brandon. He's working with the Baltimore Orioles, and he's doing a hell of a job over there. I want to shout him out here. His first season, first official season as a Baltimore Oriole. And yeah, like I said, he's doing amazing stuff, and it's just going to get better and better from here on out. I want to give him a shout out. And yeah, like I said, a lot of things have gone on. But yeah, Marlon Wayans really, like I said already, it was an honor to witness him. To see his stand-up mastery, I guess you could call it, in person. But also to see him be vulnerable, talk about his mother passing away, talk about the sadness he's gone through, talk about the different things in his life with his father and his mother that him and his siblings went through while growing up. It was just really nice to see that, you know what I mean? It wasn't just odd jokes, it was also vulnerability, but also with the vulnerability, usually ended with jokes. He even broke down in tears at the end of the show, saying that he knows his mom is watching him and proud of him and stuff like that. And it was just a beautiful thing to see, a beautiful thing to see him be so vulnerable. He talked a lot about Chris Rock and Will Smith. He said he's known Chris Rock since he was 12 years old. He's known Will Smith since he was 20 years old. He had nothing but great things to say about both of them. Obviously, he made jokes about them, but he had nothing but great things to say about both of them as people. And it was really cool to hear the perspective of that whole situation from an actual comic, an actual actor who's in the same field and does the same things as Chris Rock, as Will Smith, and who's actually friends with them. You know what I mean? To hear his perspective, you know? So it was just an amazing night overall, and I wanted to record this. And like I said, I'm recording this on the Voice Memos app on the iPhone. And I know it's a short recording. It's around 6 minutes right now. But yeah, that's really what I have to say. Hopefully, I'll start doing some episodes again starting on Monday. Talking about the Heat and the playoffs and stuff like that. And you know, but yeah, I hope everyone's doing good out there. Hope everyone's safe, healthy, happy. Remember to always be yourself. Do what makes you happy. Tell the people you love that you love them. Enjoy every second of your life, because you know, time flies, life is short, and you never know what could happen at any given second. So just be you, be happy, and be with the people who love you, who make you feel happy. Make sure to do what you're passionate about. Like, just like I'm passionate about this podcast. I haven't done it 2 weeks, which is not good, obviously, because it's something, yeah, that I'm passionate about, that I want to do as my main career as I grow as a person here. And yeah, it sucks that I haven't done it in a while, and I have no excuses other than I haven't recorded. You know what I mean? I've had the opportunity to, but I haven't done it, and I'm just being honest here. But yeah, please be you. Do what you're passionate about. Tell the people you love that you love them. And yeah, I hope, like I said already, hope everyone's safe out there. Hope everyone's healthy. Shout out to Marlon Wayans for being an absolute legend. Once again, I'm going to say it was an honor to see him, to witness his greatness out in person. And also shout out to my boy Mangu. It was great to have him along with me. It was his first comedy show, and hopefully the first of many that me and him go to together. Once again, shout out to my boy Brandon. Like I said, you guys know him out here. The original, my original co-host, my forever original co-host, Blee, doing amazing work with the Baltimore Orioles. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. We're at the 8-minute mark now. Like I said already a couple minutes ago, I know this is short. I know I haven't done this in a while. But, you know, Marlon Wayans just inspired me. So hopefully, like I said, starting Monday, or maybe even today, Saturday, maybe I do a little Heat Hawks preview episode, something like that. We'll see. But yeah. Yeah, if you guys listen to this, I'd appreciate it if you would share it with others. If you would follow me on social media, on Instagram at Rob Gao. That's RobCao. You can follow the podcast's Instagram at @TheFlame_ES. Tag Rob Gao, tag @TheFlame_ES, tag Marlon Wayans. Once again, hope everyone is good out there. And till next time, everyone, take care.